God so loved the world that he gave his only, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Our main scripture text this morning is Jeremiah 29:11, and I wish you would turn there and stand as we read it together. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Read with me. Ready? For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Holy Father, thank you for this time to be with you and to share the gospel and to read out of your word. In the name of Jesus, as we pray for each person who is here. Amen. Well, Jeremiah also said, even before we were born, God had a plan for our lives. So be still and know that he's God. When you would have told us this during our maybe teen years, maybe someone would have said, I know what I want to do, and I don't think God will have me to differ from anything that I'm thinking about my career. But it is true sometimes, a lot of times, God changes our minds, doesn't he? He knows that if we are willing and obedient, he will use us in many wonderful ways. So we must be still and know that he's God. God has a plan for each one of us. And it doesn't matter our age group. I just mentioned teen years, but God can use us at any age if we are willing and obedient. That's the only way, I must say, and I really want to talk to the young adults now. That's the only way we will be happy, if we follow what God wants us to do. And he will be happy too, because he has a great plan for you. Now, Jesus told his disciples and all of us too in St. Matthew 5:17 that he did not come to destroy the law of God, and he wanted us to know how to work that out. You know, the greatest gift that he gave to us was the gift of love. I did not come to destroy the law. I want you to know how it is worked out. So when I touch your life, you can touch another's life. So we must love God first, and then love ourselves and our neighbors also. This was the most important part of his law of love. But in the days of old, the Israelites looked around them. They looked around. And when they saw others, they wanted to do like other people. We must not spend our time focused on others. We've got to spend our time focused in the Word, to see what God has in store for us and what he has in mind for us. Instead of obeying, they said, we want a king, we want this, we want that. Everything that the nations around them had, they wanted to adopt what they had. But it was not the will of God. Let us stay focused on God. God used their leaders, as he does ours today, to bring home some of the things that he wants us to know. First thing it was that you need a savior. You need a savior. You may be as brilliant as you think you are, but you need a savior. And you will never be good enough to save yourself. I don't care what's your training, where your mother or father came from, what nation or wherever, we need salvation. And we cannot save ourselves, for we are being saved daily if we would only allow the God to do it. The only one who could save us and save our children and our friends and everyone around us is Jesus, God's Son. It is incumbent upon us. Let us love God. Let us adore Jesus. Let us reverence His Spirit. The time was just right when God sent His Son. Oh, yes, He sent messengers to tell them, the time is at hand. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And John the Baptist preached and preached and preached and preached that the time is at hand. Follow Jesus. He's coming. The messengers told the people, repent. Turn around. Listen to the word of God. Jesus is coming, and He wants you to prepare to meet Him. My Father in heaven sent me, Jesus said, to save you from your sins. And this was good news. And it is still good news today. So we must love God, adore Jesus, and reverence His Spirit. Secondly, He said, love our neighbor as ourselves. Now that conjures another thought. If He wants us to love our neighbors as ourselves, we must what? First love ourselves. Now, it is not hard for me to do, and I'm sure it's not hard for you to do either. But there are some that we must share the gospel with who say, I just cannot do that. I cannot love my neighbor because I don't love myself. Now, they may not say it in words, but they're going to say it in actions and deeds. Some people have been used and abused, thrown aside and ostracized, and they cannot love themselves. But if we would point them in the right direction to the great head of the church, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they will learn to love themselves. Back in the day, one day, I was out canvassing, knocking on doors with a friend of mine when we met a lady who declared, I don't know anything about loving myself. I was taken advantage of as a child, and she had kept this for so long, and my friend and I prayed for her. Earnestly for her deliverance. And when our series of meetings ended, she had a long way to go, but she was better than what she was. When we get in the Word, God speaks to us, doesn't He? I'm so grateful. God, it's a wonderful thing to know God. It's a wonderful thing to have the Spirit speak to our hearts. And He will tell us, this is the way. Walk in it. I have great thoughts just for you. And they were there before you were born. Remember that. Now, when we visited the house of this young woman, she rushed us out of her house. In the first place, she was living a double life. Her mother had come to the door and said, yes, this is the address, but nobody by this name lives here. And as we talked, and just then she passed. And we said, that's her. Both of us said it. Oh, there she is, there she is. She said, that's not my daughter's name. A double life. She told us, the reason why I am so comfortable across town is because I'm welcomed. I'm loved across town. The love she had across town was very strange. And I want you to know it's very different from what God wants to do for us. and wanted to do for her. You know, when you're used and when you're abused, when you're ostracized, when you're criticized, it's hard to bounce back unless you're in the Word. Be still, my soul, and listen to what God wants for you and wants for your life. I was in a relationship, she said, that destroyed me, and I just cannot get what that minister is saying. And we encouraged her to continue to attend and let God speak to her. But not only that, you get in the Word too and let Him speak to you, because He is wanting to talk to you. He wants to show you His love. Now, she didn't want to admit it, but her parents loved her. Her sisters and brothers loved her, but she couldn't see through that maze of what she had gone through to appreciate it. That was an example of someone who didn't love herself and couldn't love her neighbor. She needed the love of God so that she could love others. Prayer, earnest prayer, deliberate prayer. Going down in what the Old Testament called sackcloth and ashes. Have you ever been there? I have. Have you ever prayed so earnestly that you couldn't get up? You just had to pray earnestly. And when you find yourself, you say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on me. And He will do just that. Now, Jesus wants us to have what He calls the Holy Spirit operating in our lives. And that's a good thing. He left the comforts of His heavenly home to be born in a lowly manger just for us. He grew up and gave us examples of what to do and how to do it and go about helping others. But we must listen to His voice. You know, everybody has a different personality, and we've got to share God's love according to their personalities. Some people don't want you to talk too much, and if you're like me, you tend to talk a little much. But some people you just have to refer the scripture to. Because when He left His heavenly home, He left the riches in glory to give us the riches, you see. Now, all of us are rich. Aren't you rich? Yes, you are. We are all rich in some way. Some of us have riches of friendships, good friends, you see, who won't tell you anything wrong. I'll tell you the way it is, and they do that. Some do have prosperity. You know, years ago when we read about Dick and Jane, everybody wanted a picket fence, one dog, a mother and father and grandparents in the country. We've got more than that now, much more than that. So you might be rich in prosperity. And then some are rich in intelligence. I've met a lot of people who are very intelligent people because God gave it to them. They think they studied and got it, but that is not so. God gave it to them. Some are rich in wisdom. They can take what you say and turn it around and show you exactly what it means. And then some are just rich in skills. They can use their hands very well. That's from God. All of that is from God. We can't say, my daddy fixed cars and He gave it to me. Yes, that's a measure of truth, isn't it? But where did your dad get it from? He got it from God. God is a giver of riches. Now, He gave us the best riches that we can all have, but the greatest thing He gave us is love. When He hung on Calvary's tree and said, I'm doing this for you, I love you, and I will love you always. Don't you ever let anyone tell you that God doesn't love you. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He wants us to know, to listen to his word, listen to what the Bible tells us. Ask questions for understanding if we need it. Think about his teaching. Think about him and the great sacrifice that he made. And you will become more, we would become more and more like him. This will make us happy. Have you ever said, Lord, I'm not happy? God will turn your life around and you will be the happiest person on earth. Remember, God the Father said, I sent him, and this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. So he has a great message for you. Hear ye him. My. God is calling today. He's calling for me. He's calling for you, that we may be a blessing to other people. And we say, oh, we've heard this a million times. But he still wants you to know that we can share his love. Be still, my soul. Be still and listen to the voice of God. Be still. There's so much going on now, so many tragedies. And every time we hear it, people are talking now in superlative tenses. They say this is the greatest. This is the worst, superlatives. They're saying that we're near the end of time and we must go on God's errands. Hear what God is saying to us that we might help others. It takes us to be still and know that he's God and he's a loving and a true and a living God. God is calling. Listen to his voice. Happy Sabbath.